every now and then a band comes along that sounds like it's having just a little too much of a good time.
I saw your picture sifting through a magazine. Said, oh my God, I think I'll give you a call.
The Code Talkers is a group from Atlanta. They're well known for their live concerts, but now they've released a new CD that captures their combination of funk and fun.
So then I ran and pushed his ass down in Niagara Falls. Look at Mr. Gucci fall down.
The band's latest album is called Now. Music journalist Ashley Kahn spoke to the leader of the Code Talkers, Bobby Lee Rogers.
Code Talkers is kind of a combination of old school rock and roll with jazz influence. And we do a lot of improvisation and a lot of original material.
Bobby Lee Rogers is the lead singer and guitarist of the trio. His band can urge you onto the dance floor with a funky beat.
I put a million dollars on my hip pocket.
Or they can nudge you in the ribs with some offbeat image in a song's lyric.
I always admired Duke Ellington because he said, I play music so I can do hijinks. And I just thought about that and I was like, man, the humor in music is where it's at.
It's true to life tunes like Ike Stubblefield that carry the humor on the Code Talkers' second album.
Ike Stubblefield is an organ master that lives here in Atlanta, Georgia. Stubblefield has a bird that sits on his shoulder and looks over while he's playing the organ, and everything in that song is true. Every time I play this tune, I start cracking up.
He learned his tunes from the Bible. When his mama told him what he could eat, so he jumped on top of his organ and he drove it down Peachtree Street. He's got a bird named Stanley that stands on his shoulder and screams, I gotta learn to play like Ike Stubblefield. I gotta learn to play like Ike Stubblefield.
How was that?
The Code Talkers first came together 7 years ago. Rogers on guitar, Ted Pecchio on bass, Tyler Greenwell on drums, and guidance from the legendary Colonel Bruce Hampton, a veteran band leader and guru-like figure in the Southern jam band scene.
People like to say he's the Frank Zappa of the South, and he saw my songwriting, and he was like, you know, we need to put you a group together, let's get it going. Got our butts kicked for 7 years, and here we are. We're still standing and going strong.
You better run for cover and get out of the way when the world comes tumbling down.
The Code Talkers may be considered part of Atlanta's jam band scene, but according to Rogers, the group doesn't just improvise over a loose structure.
On the good side, it allows for stretching and for experimental types of music. On the bad hand, it kind of categorizes you as maybe a band with not a lot of songs and more of a noodling kind of outfit.
The fact is that there is a noodling aspect to the group. Their live shows attest to that. But they're much more than just jams. What helps the Code Talkers stand out is a wide variety of styles and moods in their music, and their songs are neatly arranged and sculpted.
Sometimes you have to alter your own destiny and take sides with the life you know. Spirits try to make their way into your mind. Sometimes you have to tell them no.
Another distinguishing feature of their sound is Rogers' guitar. That rich tremolo effect comes from playing his guitar through an unusual piece of equipment that's a bit retro.
This guy Don Leslie invented the spinning organ cabinet, and it was mine's from the 60s. And what it does is you have two speeds. You have this fast speed where there's the note spinning, and then you have the slow speed where it goes. It's slower. And of course, it's a really old thing, so you get all the noise and crackle with it, which is what I love. You know, I love that this distortion. That's That's the slow speed. So you get more of the. So this is a tune based off that. You're so starry-eyed at the sounds that he was making. You're so hypnotized at the way that his heart was aching. But be careful what you can erase from your Sagittarius face. Sagittarius face.
There's one more thing you need to know about the Code Talkers. They got their name from a book written by jazz bandleader Sun Ra, who claimed to be from Saturn. But the band looks like they just got off a 9-to-5 shift at the local bank. They wear 3-piece suits when they perform. Just don't take them too seriously.
I got an NFA like Ike's double failed. I got an NFA like Ike's double failed.
Ashley Kahn is the author of the book, The House That Train Built, The Story of Impulse Records. To hear more of Ike's double failed and other songs from the Code Talkers' new album, Now, visit NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
I got an NFA like Ike's double failed. I got an NFA like Ike's double failed. I got an NFA like Ike's double failed.